4, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's new 8th Congressional District could be in Denver's north suburbs. A redistricting commission released a preliminary map Wednesday. Commission staffer Jessica Shipley says the draft map is just a starting point.
This is a preliminary plan created using best guess estimates, and it's never going to be approved by anybody. It's simply a baseline starting point for conversations around the state.
The new map proposes shifting the San Luis Valley and Pueblo from the 3rd Congressional District to the 4th. The 7th District around Denver would reach farther south. The commission is expected to hold public hearings across the state this summer. A new study shows tax revenues in Colorado's mountain towns are higher than expected following the pandemic. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland has more.
Sales tax collections in the state's resort communities declined 5% in 2020 compared to the previous year, much less than economists initially feared. That's according to a study from the Colorado Association of Ski Towns. Many areas recovered much of the tax revenue lost at the start of the pandemic as people flocked to the mountains later in 2020. Things like groceries and home improvement supplies helped close the gap. Tourism took the biggest hit. Lodging tax collections ended the year down 40% in some areas. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado is a step closer to offering families universal pre-kindergarten. Governor Polis signed a bill yesterday that sets up a Department of Early Childhood. It will oversee the implementation of a statewide voluntary preschool program by the fall of 2023. Some public schools already offer pre-K, but it's not universal, and many parents have to pay tuition. A fourth site in Denver for people who need a temporary place to sleep opened last night, called the Safe Outdoor Space. It's a church parking lot in Denver's Park Hill neighborhood. Up to 40 people can go there at night for a warm meal, a tent to sleep in, and to access other resources. Metro Denver has highs today in the 80s, then cooling down into the 70s tomorrow. This is CPR News.